Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Percussion concertos will be on our program this week. We'll hear two very different major works, one by the American-born Vienna-residing Nancy van de Veit, and the other by the Mexican composer Gabriela Ortiz. The first work is serious in its intent and tone. The second work is lighthearted and danceable. In between, we'll have a little chamber music with percussion by the Canadian Alexina Louis. So, all in all, an international and varied program with percussion as its focus. Nancy van de Veit is a prolific composer with an intense love of travel and of the music that she has found on her journeys from Hawaii to Indonesia and Eastern Europe. With 26 orchestral and orchestral choral works recorded to date, van de Veit is one of the most recorded living composers of orchestral music in the world. Let's listen to one of those recordings now, the Krakow Concerto. It's for large orchestra and a virtuoso percussion ensemble of 6 players. In 5 movements, it was composed in the summer of 1988 at the Tyrone Guthrie Center in Ireland. Supported by a composer's fellowship from the National Endowment of the Arts in the United States and created for the Polish Radio and TV Symphony Orchestra of Krakow, the concerto received its world premiere on November 26, 1989 in Philharmonic Hall, Krakow. The premiere was part of an historic concert broadcast throughout Poland, dedicated to the victims of war and its survivors. It was appropriate that the premiere and the subsequent studio recording of this piece occurred in Krakow, Poland's former capital, and a city with a 1,000-year history. Destroyed in 1241 by Tartars, in 1655-57 by Swedes, in 1702-1718 during the Northern War in Europe, Krakow is a city, and Poland as a nation regained independence after 125 years of foreign domination with the World War I fall of the German, Austro-Hungarian, and Russian empires. Occupied by Nazi troops in 1939, the city and its priceless cultural heritage were saved in 1945 by rapid tank and troop maneuvers by Soviet Marshal Ivan Konev. Explosives had been in place ready to detonate, and the Nazi destruction of Krakow was averted only at the last moment. A muted offstage trumpet begins the concerto with the poignant interrupted melody of the Krakow Bugler played hourly to the 4 cardinal points of the compass from the tower of St. Mary's Church in Krakow Market Square. In 1241, a Krakow bugler attempted to warn the people of the town to repel the Tartar invasions of Batu Khan. As he played, an arrow pierced his throat. In commemorating the bugler's ancient death, the interrupted melody recalls the often reasserted determination of Krakow and Poland to survive and regain freedom. The concerto's 1st, 3rd, and 5th movements employ full orchestra and percussion, the 2nd and 4th, percussion alone. Let's hear it now, Nancy van de Veit's Krakow Concerto, performed by the Polish Radio and TV Symphony Orchestra of Krakow, conducted by Simon Kavala.